The state legislature has passed a bill that would ban waste to energy facilities in the Finger Lakes, WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
The so-called Finger Lakes Community Preservation Act was carefully crafted to prevent the construction of the $365 million trash incinerator that Rochester-based Circular Energy had proposed in the former Seneca Army Depot. Opponents like Finger Lakes area State Senator Pam Helming say the facility would create toxic emissions and ash, jeopardizing the entire region.
I think it speaks to the importance of the Finger Lakes and, again, how our region relies so much on the economic and the environmental benefits of having these clean, pristine lakes.
Helming says the trash incinerator is currently awaiting approval from the New York State Public Service Commission. Circular Energy attorney Alan Kanoff says their technology would provide a greener use for trash, so this bill actually harms the environment.
I think the politicians are just reacting to complaints by citizens who unfortunately are not well informed. Really what the state legislature should be doing is saying, what's the best solution here? We know recycling is broken. We know the landfilling is broken. Let's set a course to have a responsible way to deal with our waste.
Kanoff says the company is considering a constitutional legal challenge if Governor Andrew Cuomo signs the bill into law. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.